You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So, I just had to look at the clock and make sure. Is it actually time for the Daily Dust? This morning has flown by, y'all. All right, it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. So, in the hot gossip today is some really funny stuff because you know how Ryan Reynolds goes a little overboard sometimes when he's with Hugh Jackman? Well, they interrupted Blake Lively's interview junket for It Ends With Us to intimidate her co-star, Brandon Sklenner. Ryan was intimidating enough, but then Hugh Jackman confronted him.
Totally.
So listen, I've just got one question. What the hell are you doing messing with my best buddy's wife?
Sir, I have no idea what's happening at all today.
Here's the thing is, that sounds like Ryan Reynolds, but it's not. It's Brandon Sklenner. Sklenner. Yeah, I think that's how you say his name. Anyway, crazy. Snoop Dogg is reportedly making $500,000 a day as an Olympic correspondent for NBC. When you add in bonuses, he'll pocket $15 million by the end of the games. Man, he may seem like he's a pothead, but or a stoner, but he is a savvy businessman. Following her four Olympic wins in Paris, Simone Biles discusses potential family expansion with her husband, Jonathan Owens.
Yes, me and Jonathan always talk about kids, and he would have had them like yesterday if he could have. Obviously, we both have goals that we want to achieve before we start a family, but yes, that's definitely in our future.
You do see yourself as a mom?
Yes, most definitely.
That's her talking with Hoda Kotb. Gymnast Michaela Skinner has faced some intense online hate and death threats after Simone Biles criticized her on social media. And Skinner posted a detailed Instagram video asking for the harassment to end.
Simone's latest post and others that followed it fueled another wave of hateful comments, DMs, articles, and emails. Hate that includes death threats to me, my family, and even my agent.
Yeah, I like that's a little over the top. I don't know that it would help if Simone addressed it, but, you know, it's worth a shot of asking. Taylor Swift leads the nominees for the 2024 MTV Video Music Awards with 10. She's followed by Post Malone with 9. The show airs live on September the 10th. Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas, who was excited to be credited for creating the super low-rise jean style that she wore in the Heartbreaker video.
Thank you for acknowledging that I invented it. I mean, what are these people doing when they don't even give me any credit? I looked around at all these designers and they all had the ripped off, the jeans with the top ripped off. And I was like, me and my stylist just bit and cut it up and ripped it off.
Yeah. Please don't make us go back to that again. Anyway, she was discussing her upcoming Vegas and Christmas shows with E! News. J.K. Rowling got teased when she posted a profile picture online where it looked like there was a black mold growing on the walls behind her. So she swapped it out for a picture that looked equally weird. Got a dirt alert for you. Oh my goodness. As if Tori Spelling didn't have enough dirt in her own life, she's sharing some dirt on her misspelling podcast that she once visited Charlie Sheen at his condo. No, not like that.
The door opens and Charlie is standing there in a button-up, I want to say Hawaiian shirt. I don't even know what it was. And he hands me something. He goes, hot crack pipe. And I was like, nope. No, thanks.
Yeah, that's that tracks. That totally tracks with Charlie Sheen. Okay, there's your dirt alert. It's all part of the customer service we provide with the Daily Dust. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Good morning.